Okay, and welcome back to the For the Property Investor podcast. And today we have Lauren Jones. Hello, Lauren.
Hey, Owen. How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Thanks for joining us today. And you're a buyer's agent, correct?
Correct. Yes, up in sunny Brisbane, which it's actually sunny for the
first
time in probably a couple of weeks. So, life's looking up.
Glad to hear. Glad to hear it's living up to its reputation. And Lauren, we've spoken a few times in the past, and you specialise in looking after the Brisbane area. But tell us a bit about what you do as a buyer's agent in Brisbane, and maybe to start off with, how you got started as a buyer's agent and why.
Yeah, for sure. So, look, it's a bit of an accident how I got into being a buyer's agent. So prior to doing what I do now, I was actually in the mortgage broking space. I loved it, but what I didn't love was that you'd give the client the pre-approval and they'd go out, they'd go shopping, they'd find something often crap, and they'd bring it back to you, and you've got to stay in your lane and you've just got to put the loan through. So people were buying stuff in flood zones. They were buying stuff on, you know, major roads, power lines, all of that. But I couldn't say anything. So that got me into applying with other companies that were big on property investment. So I ended up working with a big property investment company as a buyer's agent associate for 12 months. When I applied with them, I thought that they had mortgage broker positions. They didn't, and they invited me to come and be a buyer's agent with them. So I did. I was with them for about 12 months. We did crazy volume. So that was the start of the COVID boom. And I was working under two other buyer's agents. I think I was part of about 130 purchases in about 12 months, which I guess to give you an idea, the average buyer's agent probably buys 25 properties in a year.
Yeah.
Moving forward, I moved to another buyer's agency where it was all really self-generated business. The market had become very quiet as interest rates had gone up so much, which really allowed me to kind of put my time into building new relationships, networking, and building my own brand as well. I started my own agency coming up 12 months ago now. And I guess the kinds of people that we really love to help are first home buyers. We love over 55s. We do a lot with lower priced investments. So look, it's not that low because obviously the price of property in Brisbane has gone up so much, but we'll work with investors from about $600,000. And then we also do a lot with interstate relocators as well. So a lot of people still coming up from Sydney and Melbourne, and we love helping those kind of people too.
That's right. In some areas of Sydney, 600 grand just gets you the front door, you know.
it's still cheap compared to Sydney, but when you look at the likes of, I don't know, Perth, which is obviously a pretty hot topic at the moment, or Townsville, places like that, it's not as cheap. So
yeah, absolutely. And it's okay, it's a fun fact. I didn't know that you started as a mortgage broker. So did I in this industry. So I went from mortgage broking into property management that we have now, and no longer a mortgage broker. How about yourself? Have you let that go now, or can you still write the odd loan if you wanted to?
No, 100% won't touch loans anymore. I'm very big on staying in your lane and doing what you do best. So I'll totally outsource as much as possible, whether it be loans, whether it be like financial advice, property management, all of it. I buy property and that's it.
Do you miss anything about writing loans for people?
The one thing I loved was getting into this serious state of flow. So you get all the client's documents back and you've got to pretty much run it through every single bank, figure out which one's going to be the best mix, and just the problem solving side of it. I love that. But the whole, you know, waiting on hold for half an hour to speak to someone with a question and the lack of control you have as a mortgage broker really frustrated me. So if you need an answer now for your client, you know, again, you've got to wait on hold for half an hour to get that answer most of the time.
Yes. So to all the mortgage brokers out there, we do understand, and you're doing a great job. And yes, we're all glad that you're still there doing a great job. So in terms of what you're buying now for clients, so I think you said you're dealing with a lot of owner-occupiers at the moment.
Yeah, so we probably one of the biggest shifts that we've had recently is that we're buying for a lot of people buying and selling at the same time. A lot of people don't understand how hard it is to buy at the moment just with such low supply of stock in Brisbane. And yep. Also gone are the days when you can just pick up a rental and live there for 6 months. It's almost harder to rent than it is to buy at the moment. So we've got a lot of people who they'll list their property for sale, and only once they've sold it, and maybe they'll get a 60-day settlement or something like that, that's when they'll start go shopping. And really, they've got about 30 days to go under contract, because a standard contract here is a 30-day settlement. So they'll get to a week or two in, realize that A, there's nothing out there, B, anything that want is going over budget or going so fast that they really struggle, they get really stressed, and that's when they decide to engage us. So it's a lot of time pressure for us, because normally we're working with, you know, up to a month, we've got to be in a property. Otherwise, these people essentially face being homeless. So there are a few risk mitigation strategies we can put in place. Like if it does start coming quite close to a deadline, we do start suggest, you know, maybe start looking at a 6 month rental, or you know, you might need to look to move in with family or get an Airbnb. Moving twice is never ideal, but we still need to kind of put those risk mitigation strategies in place. We've never had anyone that we haven't been able to buy for in that time, but a lot of people are doing it tough on their own at the moment.
Yes. Now, I know a lot of you've had a lot of interstate people, especially from Sydney and Melbourne, moving up to Brisbane. What do you advise them to do in terms of planning for doing that? Is there a lot of people who are maybe buying something that they might rent out for the first year or two to plan for moving up? And is that something that you help them with? And what's your experience with that?
I think it's a good idea if you can, but most people I talk to don't want to. A lot of the time, the trigger for people to move is they get hit with a rent increase. And, you know, at the moment, that can sometimes be a few hundred dollars a week increase. So people are becoming really desperate at the moment. It's somewhat similar to the COVID boom. But the difference here is that we've got a lot less stock than during the COVID boom. So there's a lot less properties to buy. I think back in the day, people looking to move interstate, they would line up a rental. They'd come and rent here for 6 to 12 months. They would figure out what kind of areas they like, figure out what kind of houses are in those areas and what kind of price they're at too. Now it's too difficult to get a rental. So people are moving straight into the buying side of things. What I tend to suggest, and people that I work with that are moving interstate, is they'll let me know what their budget is and what their kind of requirements are. So whether they're a family and they need to be near certain schools, whether they need public transport access, or you know, to be close to the airport, things like that. We figure out their budget, what those requirements are, and what they like from a lifestyle perspective. So are they someone that likes to be closer to the water, or do they want to be, you know, more in the action in the city? We'll then actually conduct all the research. We'll prepare them with a report, or we'll present them with a report that shows them what kind of suburbs they can expect to buy in for that price, and the different offerings of each suburb as well. We then like to get them to actually fly up, and we'll take them around to different suburbs in Brisbane. We might take them to 6 to 10 open homes on a Saturday, different areas. I'll also give them a few different points of interest to go and check out. So I might say, go to this cafe, go check out this local shops, go for a walk in this park. So then they can actually understand what they're buying into. Look, sometimes we'll get lucky and we'll actually buy for them on that weekend. Other times we won't. But at least that way they've understood what kind of suburbs they like, what kind of areas they like, what kind of houses they like. So, yeah.
And what's the ideal price point to be able to buy in a good area or a good house in Brisbane for those who don't know the area? So if you're wanting to move up with your family and you want to be fairly close to the city, what sort of price point would you be looking at that you would recommend?
You probably need to get in within about 10Ks of the CBD. You probably need about 1.2, 1.3 to get a half house. Yeah.
And it's And is that something that I mean, is that a big house on a big block of land and an existing house with views, or is it just a standard residential?
Yeah, you're not going to get a whole lot for that kind of money anymore.
Right, okay.
I see a lot of people still coming up, and people have always got this magic $1 million number in their head. And that is becoming a really tough price point at the moment because it's the price point that a lot of people on double incomes can afford, especially if they're upgrading or they've sold a home to get into this property. But at this point, you're pretty much moving 15 kilometers out the city to get a good home on maybe a 600 square meter block.
Okay, cool.
So if
All
I guess
right, well that
1.2, 1.3, you're probably getting maybe a 400 square meter to a 600 square meter lot within 10 Ks from the city and maybe a 3-bed, 2-bath home. Nothing flash.
okay. And are there any other recommendations that you could give to people, Lauren, who are looking at being able to get into the Brisbane market? If they're moving interstate or if they're renting at the moment in the Brisbane area, what's the best things that they can do?
I think you need to be pre-approved and ready to go because at the moment the market is so hot that you pretty much need to inspect a property and make a decision within 24 hours a lot of the time. It's that kind of market again. And I think as well, do your due diligence before you even get to the property. So many properties are selling before the first open home. If you're an owner occupier, a lot of these properties will have long-term tenants in place that you simply cannot take. So I think trying to, and I guess things as well, like checking flood maps in Brisbane is always really important. Checking out your aerial map, is this backing onto a train line? I think people waste so much time going to open homes that were never going to be suitable for them. And then as well, pricing. Pricing's a big pain point at the moment because agents tend not to list a price on realestate.com anymore. I know in places like Victoria, legally they've got to put what 10% price range with comparable sales. Here it's the Wild West. They just write contact agent. And a lot of the time, the agents don't even know what it's going to sell for. Is it going to sell for $1 million or is it going to sell for 1.2? I think because there's been so few sales in at least the last 12 months, it can be hard, especially if you've got a bit of a unique property to know what it's going to go for.
Cool. Well, it's good to see there's still a Wild West in this world or in this country at least. And it's in Brisbane, but yeah, I mean, but that's why you need a good buyer's agent like yourself. True. Whether we need if anyone needs to get a mortgage broker, I'm sure you can help them with that as well. Thanks for joining us, Lauren. Much appreciated. Where can people reach you on all the social channels?
Yeah, on all the socials. So on Instagram, I'm on there as Keeping Up with Lauren Jones. Or Google, you can just search for LJBA, which is Lauren Jones Buyers Agency. I don't think I'm too hard to find on there. So yeah, reach out, say hello. If you see me around at open homes on a Saturday, give us a shout. But yeah,
All right.
thanks for having me on.
And but don't worry, we'll be tagging you in all the posts and everywhere we'll be putting this podcast and on all of our socials as well. So thanks again, Lauren, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Amazing. Thanks, Owen.
All right, bye.
See you later.